For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. As the election season approaches, I thought it appropriate and timely to bring forward a release from DrugSense.org. While effective lobbying and activism can bring about social reform at the highest levels, the act of running for office is another tool that can often significantly influence progressive change through the democratic process. In keeping with their philosophy at DrugSense, that knowledge equals power, they have created the Vote for Change project, which you can access on the web at www.drugsense.org/voteforchange, a website that will highlight the political campaigns of drug policy reformers who have thrown their hats into the political ring. They hope that this resource will not only call attention to the innovative political strategies of candidates in all levels of government who are working to end the war on drugs, it will also encourage other reformers to get more directly involved in the political process. Once again, that website, www.drugsense.org/voteforchange.
The sky is falling again. The National Association of Counties released yet another of its surveys on methamphetamine use earlier this week. NACO reports that according to its most recent opinion poll, nearly half of all county sheriffs believe that methamphetamine is their biggest drug problem. 18% of sheriffs believe that somewhere between half and all of their arrests are methamphetamine-related. The problem is that there is no data underlying these assertions. NACO's report is based on brief telephone surveys conducted by a professional polling organization measuring the opinion of 500 law enforcement officials in 44 states. While it's good to know their perspective, it's important to understand that opinion is all this survey measures. Even the Justice Department's top criminal justice researchers admit there is practically no solid data on methamphetamine use, production, and trafficking. There are anecdotes. There are enough anecdotes to cover several acres of farmland, but little solid data. What we do know is that survey and treatment numbers seem to indicate that methamphetamine use rates have held steady over the past few years, in spite of increased media and law enforcement emphasis on methamphetamine. We also know that the number of small mom-and-pop labs has dropped. What we don't know is whether that's because of anti-cold medicine laws or because of competition in the form of cheaper, higher-potency meth produced by Mexican gangs. And that's the law of unintended results in action. Historically, meth trafficking had been dominated by what are referred to as outlaw motorcycle gangs. Today, Mexican drug organizations are taking over the business. There are anecdotal reports of bloody gang warfare erupting as a result. For the Drug Truth Network, this is Doug McVeigh, editor of DrugWarFacts.org.
Our guest on this week's Century of Lies, Dean Kuypers, author of Burning Rainbow Farm. Dean Begger, 420 Drug War News.